it's lovely to sort of look back on all the things that you've done. Now, we were talking about how it was in the 70s with the folk clubs, and when I met you in 83, I think that was either... No, it was just before you did that big Saturday night series for the BBC, and that was big, wasn't it?
Yes, Carrot Slib, yeah. Which won a BAFTA, yes. I did that for 2 years. I should have done it more, but I was arrogant. There you go. And then I did Carrot Confidential and stuff. And you know, TV has been very kind to me, obviously. I've experimented a lot, and not everything's been top hole. But I've had a fantastic career and done so many different things and met so many people. And looking back, Carrot's Lib was a real turning point in my career, because I realised that I could write with other people, which up until then was very difficult, because I'd written everything myself, but that takes time. But if you can use other people, that's fantastic. And it's not as if I use other people, just, you know, they write something and then I do it. I take their ideas and I put them into my own words. And that was a big turning point for me, to realise I could work with other people. And I took it on from there and still do it to this day.
You introduced a couple of comedians as well, who are now household names, Punt and Dennis.
Punt and Dennis, yeah. they were my writers for Carrot Confidential. But I discovered them at about 83 when I did a show for the BBC, and it was an election special, and they were writers on that. And I realised they'd got, you know, great talent, and they've gone on to, you know, to big things. And of course, also Phil Cool.
Oh yeah,
I discovered Phil Cool.
Don't hear so much of Phil.
He had a very bad heart condition, and he had to really come off the road, you know. But he was an astonishing original talent, but you know, sadly he can't really do that much these days. He's fine, he's sort of, when I say healthy, he's got a normal life, but he can't get out on the road, and you know, the road is tough.
Well, I was going to say that to you. I mean, you make no secret of the fact that you've turned 70.
70, yes.
Does that bother you going on the road now? I mean,
the only bother really is the awful traffic that you now have to deal with, because the last time in 98, at least you could get up and down the M6. Now yeah. you're forever trying to find roads to avoid it, you know. I mean, I came down today to Plymouth to do some promo, and that was a great journey. M5, A38, no problem at all. But when you leave the venue at night and you're coming home at 11 o'clock, you think, oh, it's going to be empty. No, they shut the motorways down and they close roads, and it's a nightmare. It's the only thing I don't like about coming back. But the rest of it, oh, having the time of my life. I've never ever worked better in my career, and this is I shall look back at this stage of my career and realise that this is one of the best times I've had in a very long career.
Could it be because you've reached a stage in your life where you don't have to prove anything?
Absolutely. I don't, you know, I'm not worried about, you know, doing anything that might affect my future, because my future is all tied up. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And I'm just enjoying the autumn of my career. And so are the audience. I've never had reactions like I'm getting. I think one of the big pluses is that my audience now come to see me, they know that I'm responsible on stage, that they're not going to be offended with all the expletives and the gruesome stuff that you have to put up with a lot of comedians. They know that I'm going to treat them with a bit of respect. I mean, obviously I'm edgy and all the business, but they know that they can bring their daughter and not going to be offended.
Yeah.
And I get fantastic reactions. I mean, the joke is, I get 100% standing ovations every night. Well, I would get 100% standing ovations a night if 100% of my audience could stand.
Their Zimmer frame was to have.
So, I mean, but we have I haven't seen these people, my audience, for 17 years.
Yeah.
And they come back, and I don't let them down.
Yeah.
And they're really appreciative, and we have a great time between us.
Do you take the guitar on stage?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Not very much, but yes, I do.
Because for those who don't know, I mean, a lot of us discovered you through a record, which was actually, the record made the chart, but the thing we all wanted to hear was the B-side,
yes.
Which is Magic Roundabout.
Do you know, that is still the only ever hit single with no musical content.
Really?
Yeah, and it was a disco hit.
How about that?
It was a weird single. But yeah, I'm very grateful for it, you know.
Well, I mean, it couldn't happen now because you don't have jukeboxes with A-sides and B-sides on the records, do you?
No, I'd be struggling today. I don't know whether I could be a comedian today if I had to start now. If I was 25 and I started again, I don't know whether I could do it. I really don't. But we'll never know.
No, well, thankfully, you know, that's all in the past and you can just enjoy this time.
I'm having a ball. That's... And of course, and we're working with Alistair is a real thrill. He's a real quality guy. I mean, just, and I love his principles on life. You know, he's an environmentalist and he was an animal lover. We've got a lot in common. And he married a lady called Charlie Page, who I starred with in the West End when I did the Mikado for the Doyle Cart Opera Company. Get that, Timothy, get that.
I didn't know you'd done all that.
Yeah, I was Coco in the Mikado. And like all good Cocos, I could put people instantly to sleep.
Did you know the last time Alistair was in Plymouth was playing Henry Higgins?
That's right, with
Kate O'Mara, was it?
No. I can't remember. But that's right, yes, yeah.
No, it was Dennis Waterman's ex. What's her name? That's who we were
Oh, crikey. Rula Lenska.
Two old men who can't remember anything. I think it was
Rula Lenska, yeah. Yes.
But
I snogged Rula Lenska.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. She was a guest star on The Detectives.
Oh, right.
And they had this scene where she had to kiss me. And I was totally flustered. And I just kept my lips closed.
Yeah.
And she did the work.
Because actors know all about this stuff, don't they?
But that's actors. Yeah. See, Robert Powell, he would have made, oh, crikey, he would have made made it Christmas Day for himself.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, but Rula was lovely. Just lovely to work with.
Now, let's just recap for anyone who's joined us halfway through. Your tour is called An Evening Shared with Jasper Carrot and Alistair McGowan. And you get down into Devon on the 12th of December. Exeter, Truro, Plymouth and back to Truro. I think that's how it works, isn't
That's how it works, yeah. I'm looking forward to Plymouth particularly because, I haven't been here since 98. So I'm going to, you know, looking forward to saying hello to all the people that were on the front row.
Well,
at the Theatre Royal.
That's one of the things you see that you just mentioned is that you don't have to be scared to sit on the front row with you because you don't do dreadful things. I mean,
no.
I always remember somebody, when we had, again, going back to the Middle East, when Dame Edna came over and the promoter said, do not sit in the front six rows. And I realised why when I saw this show.
He's lethal. Yeah. Lethal, yeah. Oh, crikey, yes. No, you have no, unless you arrive late.
Yeah.
And then I will take you to task. Yes.
And you have been known to pick up on people nipping off to the facilities.
Yes. And it's amazing what you have to deal with. I was in Liverpool one time and I started the show and it was at the Empire and it was about 2,500 people. And I was about five minutes in and this bloke right at the top balcony shouted out, "Hey, we can't hear up here, you know." "We can't hear, nobody can hear up here." So, oh, right. I said, well, hang on. So I went and moved the stacks, you know, the sound stacks. And I started again. He said, "Hey, it still can't hear, you know." And of course, it's Liverpool. So within 5 minutes, he'd formed a union.
Yes.
You know, and in the end, the only way I could shut him was the only seat that was available in the place was on the stage. And he came down from the top. See, I swear to you, he sat on the stool for the whole show. Laughed his head off. When I finished, he took the bow with me.
That's brilliant.
And we went off.
How about that?
Only in Liverpool.
Absolutely. That's a great way to end. I'd love to keep you here, Jasper. I know you've got to get across to the BBC. But
yes.
It's been brilliant to see you. Thank
it's
you
great
so much.
To see you, Tim, after all these years.
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Isn't it just...